Matrichin Kfiro Beniksas Vohizo Beniksas. As Rami Bachom says, but Dalit Shomrim, when they have to make a shvua to swear, it's also only in the case of a Moedim Miksas, when they agree to hear, and they're kind for the disagree to hear. Rashi says, Trichim Kfiro Beniksas Vohizo Beniksas. Koidim Shishayim Shvua, before we can make a Shomrim swear to you. V'yemnishpa b'loi Kfiro Vohizo, ain shvuoso shal Shomrim Chinim Klum. It doesn't mean anything. V'loi Mechayvoso Kefal. Or the Rami Bachoma Polig and Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef. He argues on Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef. Before we just said Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef that Moedim Benixas is only by a milva, no other place. Now Rami Bachoma argues, he says no, even by the Dalit Shomrim, also they're only Mechayv Shvua when there's a Moedim Benixas. The Eluhain, where are the four Shomrim? The Eluhain, the cases are Shomachinim, if I give you something to watch for free, Vehashoyim, where you borrow something, Noisei Socha, where you receive reward to pay, and the Yaseicher, where you're renting it from me. These are the four Shomrim, that if a Shomer says it was stolen from him or anything, so he learns that he only has to swear if they're Moedim Miksas. That means in a case where I gave you two Shvorim to watch. So one Shor you're saying, yes, here it is. The second Shor you're saying it was Nignav, it was stolen. So since you're a Moedim Miksas, then you have to swear. But in the case where you'd be Kofer HaKoyl, he holds your Bipotah. As he holds the Pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh applies not only to a milva, but even by the Dalit Shomrim. Omar Rava, my time of the Rami Bachoma, what's the reason of Rami Bachoma? Why does he say, even by the Shomrim also, you only swear when there's a Moedim Miksas? He says like this, Shom Mechinam Behedik Sivbei. Why is Shom Mechinam? The Pasuk says clearly, Ki Hu Zeh. And he doesn't know Ir of Pashiyas Kosov Khan. We hold Lalocha not like this. We hold, even though the Pasuk says Ki Hu Zeh here on the Pasha of Shomrim by a Pikodin, but the Pasuk is not talking about a Pikodin, it's talking about a Milva. But if you don't hold Ir of Pashiyas, then you hold no, the Pasuk is talking about by Shomrim, and even by Yeshomer, the Pasuk says Ki Hu Zeh means it's like he's saying and not like he's saying. So it's only in the case where I gave you two axes to watch. And then when I ask him back from you, one you admit, here it is. And the second one you are complaining and saying, it was stolen, it was lost, you never received it. So since you're a Moedim Beniksas, and you're a Kofer, then you deny the second if, then we make you swear. That's the parasha that Shomrim, a Shomer has to swear. Now, Shomachinim Behedjiksiv, Kiyuzir, Shomachacha, Yalef Nesina Nesina Meshomachinim, it says the word Nesina by both of them. Shoyel, it says v'chi yishal, it says a vav, an extra vav, v'chi, vav moisav alinyin rishin. We learn out from an extra vav, then we learn out the parasha of shoyel from the parasha before of a shomer chinam. So we learn that also, ki yuzeh applies to a shoyel. Vayit a seicher, in a place where you're renting it, so that's the machlekes. Ilo man diyamik a shomer socher, if you have loch like you're being paid, hainu shomer socher. If you owe that when you rent something and you pay to use it, you only have a luck like a shomachinim, if so, hainu shomachinim. So the kisa by the four shomrim, here that applies the halacha of Moedim Beniksas. That's the way Rami Bachoma learns. Now, and halacha we don't hold like this, because we hold like we learned before, that ear of Pashiyas Kosov Khan, the Pash of Kiyu Zeh Moedim Beniksas is only by Milva, not by shomrim. Now, Vaita. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Ha'toyin Tanis Gane Pipikodin. Again, when you're a Shomer Pikodin, I gave you my axe to watch. And when I say give it back to me, you say it was stolen from you. And you should know, Ein Chayiv Ad Sheyishlach Bayad. You're not Chayiv, the Shomer is not Chayiv, until he used the Shor himself. Not only that he lied, that it was stolen, and really he has it, but it has to be Yossi V'Shalech Bayad. The Rashi says, Ein Chayiv Kefal, because that that we say a Toyin Tainas Ganef has Allah of the Ganef, that you have to pay Kefal when we find you, that's only Yad Sheyishlach Bayad. So Rashi learns, Kerdim Shvua, Kegoin Sheosavom Locha. Again, Reuven gave you his Shor to watch. You're a Shomer, you're supposed to watch this Shor. You have no right to use it for your own sake, it's only you watching it for somebody else. So what happened was, first you took the Shor and you used it for your own sake. For your own use. That's called the Shleich Boyad. That's one Aveira. Then when the owner comes and says, give me back my shor, you say it was stolen and you swear that it was stolen.
and then we find out that no, you really have it till time. That's the parasha of Toyin Tainas Ganef. You have a halacha like a ganef, and therefore you have to pay back not only the shor, but you have to pay back kefil. You have a halacha like a regular ganef that you have to pay back twice, not only once but twice. See, says the chiddush, that we say a Toyin Tainas Ganef epikodim has a halacha like a ganef. It's only if you were first shaleich v'yad, that first you actually took the shor and used it for your own use. My time, what's the reason? What's the pshat in Reb Chiya of Yosef? My time, though. The pasuk says, "V'nikra of Baal HaBayis El Holohim." We have to bring the Baal HaBos to Bezdin. Im lo sholach yodav in lechas riyayu. If he did not use his friend's things, mechlal is a proof. Ti sholach boyad mechayif. That when the pasuk says he's chayif means because he was sholach boyad. We're talking about a case where he used it for himself. Like Rashi says, the nimsa rosha mekach. The shvua sheka here is that really you yourself used it, and you're swearing now that you did not use it, that just it was stolen from you. So in such a case where really you used it, and then you swore false, that you said it was stolen from you, and really you had it the whole time, that's this pasha that you become a ganef on it, and you have to pay that kefil.
What would you do if you didn't use it?
Still, he's turning to a ganef. You're a liar. You're making a shvua sheker. The Baal HaBos says, give it back to me, and you said it was stolen from you. And really, you have it. So that's an avera. You made a shvua sheker. That's a pasha, that turning to a ganef. By the cousin, you have a look like a ganef. He's only adding, but you had to do a second avera also. Not only did you swear false, but you also were first shalech bayad. Yemechladi, shalech bayad mechayev. Now, lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? The v'sholach bayad askinan. That this parasha of Tain Tainas Ganef is talking about that first, you yourself use it for yourself. Oh, Malu Rabbi Chiya Barabo, Hochi Yomer Rabbi Yechiv, Yechiv said not like that. V'yoymedes al avus shonu. We're talking about this parasha, it's talking about even where you never touch the shore is still in avus, in its corral, it's still in its bed-like. So Rashi, v'yoymedes al avusa, shalosh sholach boyad shonu v'chayif kefil. He learned, no, that this pasha of Toyin Tainas Ganef by Pekodim is even if the Shoyma did not touch it yet. Sam, the Baal HaBos, brought it into the Yahusa, he brought it into your corral, and you were makabel to be a Shoyma over it, and then later when the Baal HaBos says, give it back to me, you say it was stolen. The Baal HaBos says, swear, you swear it was stolen. And then later we find out nothing doing, you have it, even in such a case, you become a Ganef, you have to pay back twice. Without Shlichus Yad. And this the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rab Zeir Rab Chiya Barabba. So Rab Zeir says back to Rab Chiya Barabba. So he's the one that says you don't need a shlichus yad. Dach b'medas halavusa kamar. Now you, is it only where it was standing by the corral where the shomer did not use it yet? Avo sholoch b'yad. But maybe in the case where the shomer took it for his own use, kona. Maybe then we say when it took it for his own use, he was kainerit, like he made like a maisa geneva then. So he's kainerit. It's like his, and he's chayim b'yensin. Therefore, shavua l'mahan yebeklum. When he swears later, the shavua means nothing, because he's not a shamer anymore. Like Rashi says, avasholach boyad kredim shavua, kona b'teres gzela. He's like a gazlin. V'shoymechinim ein anasi, he's not a shoymechinim anymore. Or better, v'shoymechinim ein anasi ganev ele betaynas ganev. So, if you'll say that what he was shleich boyad first, so shlichas yad is like a maisik zela, so it belongs to you. So later when you swear to the owner that it was stolen from you, the shvua means nothing, because really you're not a shem mechinim anymore on it. So therefore you won't be chayiv kefil. Or duma maybe no, afilo I medas alavus tekomar. Maybe he only meant to say, even if he wasn't shaleich boyad, the shvua helps to make you into a ganef. But who adin if you were shaleich boyad and then you made a shvua? It could be both is true, that even if you were shaleich boyad, still if you swear later that it was stolen from you, and really you have it, still you're a shamer, you have a shame, you come a ganef now. So Rashi says, I do mo, I feel the way made it all about to come. The kol sheken ki shaleich boyad, that's the pasuk talking about, like Rav Chiya bar Yosef. That's what he meant to say. Do you argue 100% against Rav Chiya bar Yosef, or else no? You agree to what he's saying, that if you were shaleich boyad, you could also have a shame ganef on it.
He's only arguing, saying that you don't tadafka have to be a shleich boyad. Even if you weren't a shleich boyad, also you'd be chayiv, you'd become a ganif. That's the question. Omalei, so he answered back and said, Zuloi shemati. No, this exactly I didn't hear. But kiyotzevo shemati. Something like this I heard. Diyom Rabbi Asi. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, hato yin tainis ovat. Is somebody tainis that it was lost? Again, you were a shiner. I gave you something to watch, and now I come back and say, give it back to me. And you say, you know what happened? It got lost. Hatoi tainis ovat, v'nishba, and you swear to me that it was lost, that you're potter. Let's say you're a shiner chinam, that you're potter on Geneva v'aveda. Then v'choza v'toyin tainis ganef. Then later I come back to you and say, listen, where is it? So this time you say, you know what happened? It wasn't lost, but it was stolen. That's what you say now. You say it was stolen. So Balabas says, no, swear to me again. Let me hear you swear now that it was stolen from you. V'nishba. And Itaka swears to this also. He swears that it was stolen also. Ubo Edim. And now Edim come and say, nothing doing. You know where this shore is. It's in his own backyard. That's where it is. This Shemer still has it. So what's in such a case? Potter. In such a case, he's Potter min Akeful. You should know the shomer does not have a loch like a ganif. He only has to return the shor once and does not have to pay back twice. My time, what's the reason? Lav, don't you tell me, mishum dekanya mishvur rishayna. Because the first shvur was tainis ovad. By tainis ovad, when you swear, you don't become a ganif. Because you never said it was stolen from you. When does the shomer become a ganif? If he's toying tainis ganif. If he says back to the balabos, you know where your shor is. It was stolen from me. It was gone from me. Then if we find out it's by you, you become a ganef. But if the shomer first said it was lost, not that it was stolen from me, he just says it was lost. And let's say then Edom would come later and say, no, you have it. You're not a ganef then, because you weren't toying tainis ganef. So then, sheet, all you have to do is just return the shore. So what happened here was, first you said the shore was lost. The Baal HaBos, the owner, said, swear to me that's what happened, and you swore. So we say, now that you swore, we see the shoe is kanya, it's like it's your shore right now. Therefore, later when you say it was gone from you, and you swear, the second shoe means nothing. And Rashi says, my time alav mishum de kanya mishur rishayna, lishchayi v'yoinsin, kidirav sheshis, diyom liyel, hakoifu b'vikoda nasabol of gazlin, afilu b'lei shirua. It's a little bit different. Tal heichid yishtaba, kol shchein nekuli yama moida. Alma kivu the komule rishusay ki kofor di deka kofor. V'lo mechayiv le kefu, you're not going to be chayiv kefu. Alright, he wants to say, once you kofor b'fikodin, so kofor b'fikodin alone makes it like you're a gazlin on it. And who adin if you swear? But the kids see you, not with the tainas ganef, with any other taina. If you're a kofor of a terrorist, it was ovad, in such a case you are kainer. So we see this svara, that once you're kainer, if you have a chiyav oinsim on it, then later, if you make a shivu of ganaf, you do not become a ganaf on it. So the same swash apply here also then. If you were first shaleich boyad, if the shomer first took the shor and used it for himself, when he was shaleich boyad, it becomes his. He's like kerner with Leonson. So then if he swears and says that it was stolen from him, he should be potter from kefil. Because if you're shaleich boyad, you corner it first. When you corner it first, then you don't have a chiyuv ganef. This should be a proof that when do we say turning time is ganef? Has to be kefil bedavka when he was not shaleich boyad first. But in the case where the shomer was shaleich boyad first, that he was kinder at first, it's like his. Once it's his, so later the shvua means nothing because it's your own thing. You're chayiv einsin. So therefore, the shvua is not mechayiv to pay back kefil. So who should have a proof if you shaleich boyad, you'd be parted from kefil. Right, yeah, right. It's called kanya, right? You have the sword kanya le b'shusay, right? Rashi pikofar di deko kofar le mechayev le kefil, right? Rashi says v'hu adin l'shlech b'yad kibun l'pshit le pergam afkid to kom le b'shusay su le mechayev le kefil. And that should be the svar. If you are shlech b'yad, it's like yours. You're not chayev kefil anymore. The Gemara says back, no. Omalei loy, no. That's not the reason why you're here. You're parted from kefil. But tell you hoyu v'yotzi de b'ylim b'shvur rishon. It could be a different svar over here. Like, once you swore first that it was Nevad, and with that shvuah you freed yourself from the owner, so the mele, the second shvuah that you're making about Nigmav means nothing. That's the reason why. Like, the second shvuah is a shvuah shov-like. You don't have to swear it.
And Rashi says, Loi, Hosam lav mishum the kom lebishusayu, Elohayu v'yotze shoyim zeh yedei bayla mishvur v'shoyna, shem mi bezdin, arishon nistalik miyodom, the second shvua is not a shvua altogether. Bezdin had no right to make him swear the second shvua, because once he swore the first time that it was lost, so he's finished from the owner. So that's why if he swears the second time that it was gone off, that shvua means nothing. That's why he's not a gan if he's potter from kefil. But in our case, even though the shomer was first a shleich voyad, then he swears that it was stolen from him, and we find out exactly what happened, that he still has it, it could be he's still chayiv kefil. You don't have any proof. Itma nami, we learn like this also. Omer Rebbe Avin, Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rebbe Yochanan. Hato yin tainis aveda bepikodin. First, when you have a pikodin, you're watching something for me. I gave you my yaks, and I say, where is it? And you say it was lost. V'nishba, and you swear to me that it was lost. So you're potter, you're free. And then later, no, the shomer second time says, you know what, it was stolen. Venishba. And now again, the Bezdin makes the shomer swear that it was really stolen. Oh boy, Edim, and now Edim, come potter. Yishno, he's not chayiv kefil, he's potter from kefil. Why? Since by the first shvua you made, you freed yourself from the owner, so like the second shvua means nothing. That's why you potter from kefil. But could be in our case, even though you shleich boyat first, and then you made a shvua on nignav, it could be that's still called the case of toyin tainas ganif, that the shomer becomes a ganif and has to pay kefil. Omer Rav Sheshes, ha toyin tainas ganif epikodin. Again, you're a shomer epikodin, you're watching something for me, and when I come back and say where is it, you tell me it was stolen. Kivan shesholach boyad, if you're shleich boyad potter. Yishno yepota from kefil. My time, what's the reason? Hochi kom rachmona. This is what the Torah says. The nikra balabayis el Elohim. The balabos brings you to Bezdin. Im lo sholach yodoy. The what? If you were not shaleich boyah, then you have to pay. Then the shvua means something. Mashma sholach yodoy pota. But any time that you were shaleich boyah first, before the shvua, and again, the svar is, since you were shaleich boyah, you use it for your own use. You will like corner it, it becomes yours. Yechayim yoytzenaker gazlin on it. So then the shvua later means nothing. It can't give you a din ganef anymore, and therefore you potter from kefil. Or Malay Rav Nachman said back, V'haloi sholos shvuois mashvi enoisai. Three types of a shvua do we make the shvua the shomer swear. Rashi says, a shomer chinam hoy menignava. If a regular shomer chinam, again, I gave you my axe to watch for free, and now I come and say, give it back to me. The Shoyim Mechinim answers back and says, Nignavo, it was stolen from me. So the Baal HaBos has a right to make the Shoyim swear to him three things. Three types of shvuas we make the Shoyim Mechinim swear back to the owner. What are these halachis? What are the three shvuas? Shvua shaloi pashatibo. First of all, you have to make a shvua that you were not a pasheya, that you didn't leave the door open. Like if you left the door open and the ganav came and take it, you're chayiv. A shomer chinam is chayiv on shmirah. He's only potter on gneivah v'aveda where he made a shmira. So first you have to swear to me that you were not negligent here and it wasn't your fault why the ganav took it. Then secondly, shvua shlo shlachti v'yad. You have to swear to me that you were not shlech v'yad. You did not take it for your own use. I rush yourself in the hemisbor, koydim l'chein, that you didn't take it for your own use before it was stolen. Because if you were a shlech v'yad, it's in your rishus and you're a gazlin alay. And therefore, even if an oinus happened, still you'd be chayiv on gneivah v'aveda. So you have to swear to me, secondly, that you were not shleich v'yad. And thirdly, shvua sheni b'rishusi. You have to swear to me that you don't have it in your own backyard, it's not for you. These are the three shvuas. Now, my love, shvua shleishlachti v'yad, dum yud shvua sheni b'rishusi. That these two shvuas are like one another. Ma shvua sheni b'rishusi. Just like I have a right to make you swear to me that you still do not have it in your possession. Kimigle milsa, when we find out later the truth. The east of Rishusi, if Edom come late and tell us, listen, here it is in his backyard. The locher is chayiv, he's chayiv kefil. That's the regular case of Tain Tain is gone by a pekodin. That he chayiv kefil. It's so it's mashma, af shvua. Shaloi shalachti boyan. The same type of a shvua when you swear that you did not use it for your own use first. Kimigle milsa, later when we find out the truth. The sholach boyad that you really use it for yourself, still chayiv. So
So you see, even in the case that you shleich boyad first, so what? When you make the shvuah of nigmevo, and we find out later that you have it, still you chayiv kefil. So you see, not like we're saying now, you see the shlichas yad does not pati you from kefil. Or Malay, he said back to Malay, that's not the pshatim over here. Loy, I'll tell you shvuah shalai shalachti boyad, dum you the shalai pashati bo. That's all it means. Those two shvuahs are alike. Ma shvua shloi pashati bo. Just like when you make the shvua that you were not negligent, it wasn't your fault. Kimigla milsa the posha bo. And we find out later that you were negligent. And we find out later that really the truth was that night you left the door wide open. And therefore, if the gardener took it, you're still chayiv. But why do you chayiv? You chayiv to pay for the shor. But potter mi kefil. In such a case, treat you potter from kefil. Because you're not a ganef. You didn't tainas ganef. You didn't say that you. Even though you said it was going up, but it's the truth, it was stolen. Just you were pasheya. So for the pshiya, you're not chayiv kefil. If so, ah shvua shloi shlachti boyad. The same thing when you make a shvua that you were not shlech boyad. Kimigla milsa. When we find out later, the shaloch boyad that the shomer first used it for his own use, ptapater be kefil, could be spotted from kefil. This wouldn't be a cash on him. It's possible to say, like we're saying, that if you were shalech v'yad first, that makes you a kinyan in it, therefore you won't have to pay kefil. Boy, Rami Machomo. Momen ha-mechai v'y kefil, poitra min-ha-chomish, oi dilma shivua ha-mechai v'osai kefil, poitra min-ha-chomish. What path is you from the chomish? So Rashi says like this. Boy, Rami Machomo. The kaimalon we learned before, Perek Meruba, momen shein mishtalim barosh. The ika kefil b'hadei ain't most of chaymish. Any time when you have to pay back double, you don't have to pay back a chaymish. A chaymish is only when you pay back keren, then there's chaymish and a korban oshem. But in the case, even though you made a shvua sheker, usually by a shvua sheker, when you swore false by mumin, halacha is you have to pay back the keren, the exact money you swore false on, and you have to add a fifth and bring a korban oshem. Let's say there's a case you have to pay kefil also. When you have to pay that kefil, then you're potter from chaymish. Like in the case here, where you're tain tainas ganef, and you swear, and then eidim come that you have it, you're chayiv kefil. So in the case when you're chayiv kefil, you're potter from paying back the chaymish. Now the question is, what frees you from the chaymish? Rashi says, l'yel namit tenin lo, im yishavo eidim hoida, if you admit yourself, v'shantosh lo mikefil, v'yoshem, av chaymish loy, because when you pay more than the keren, you don't pay chaymish. Now the question is, man potle mechumsha. What part is you from the chaymish? Mamayna, the fact you have to pay the extra kefil, a shvua, or is it the shvua that's freeing you from the chaymish? Tomorrow says like this. Poitim in the chaymish. I do my shvua mechayv osay kefil. Poitim in the chaymish. Hechi domi. Kegoin like this. Cases. Kegoin sheetoin tainas ganif. You're a regular shomer and you're a toin tainas ganif that you say was stolen from you. Vinishba. And you swore that it was stolen from you. Then again, the owner comes back and says, are you sure? Didn't you get it back? You say, you know what? It was lost. And you swear about that. So you swore two shvuas.